Well, God bless you. I'm looking forward to sharing something very special with you tonight. God's Word is very revealing, to say the least. It covers everything. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." And that sure covers everything, I think, life and godliness. And it's through the knowledge of Him, as the verse continues, that has called us to glory and virtue. Wow. So God's Word is so tremendous. You know, many people, when it comes to their spirituality, they look for heavenly signs that will tell them what to do. There's some people who will pick up their Bible and randomly open it up and read the first verse they see and use it for their guide for the day. Now, can you imagine if they did this and they read the verse that says, "And Judas went and hanged himself"? And of course, not satisfied with that, you flip again to another verse and you come to the verse that says, "And what thou doest, do quickly." So you got to watch out when you do something like that. Well, there's better ways to work the Word and study it. You don't want to stick your neck out if you, and treat God's Word like that, where you're randomly going through and picking things out. Perhaps the better way to use God's Word is to find what is addressed to you and apply that to your life. But I believe there are signs in the Bible to help us along life's path. In fact, there are signposts that are evident in God's Word, warning us and bringing attention to important aspects of life. That is why I want to look at some scriptures that have a certain word of caution that we need to really look at and adhere to. It's like, have you ever taken a walk in the countryside and everything is just beautiful? The sun's out, the birds are chirping, butterflies are dancing around the flowers, the scenery is so idyllic. It's just so gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, you come upon a signpost that says, "Beware, danger ahead." All of a sudden, it kind of spoils things. You wonder, uh-oh, beware, I better look out, what's happening ahead. So, of course, we're not going to say no big deal and march on. We're going to pay attention, aren't we, and avoid that danger. I'm sure all of us have gone up to a house, perhaps, and have seen the sign, "Beware of dog" sign. And you get that picture of this dog with, you know, big sharp teeth growling and everything. So you got to be careful when you see the sign, "Beware." It should get your attention and get you thinking about what you need to do, what safe plan of action you should take. Well, God's Word has beware signs in it. And I thought, as conscientious, born-again believers, we should check them out so we can act appropriately and not get into trouble. So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12. And in this section of scripture, it says, "Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord." Okay, there's that beware sign. So we better pay attention here. "Beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God," or reverence the Lord thy God, "and serve him, and shall swear by his name," not swear using his name, but swear by his name. "Ye shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from the face of the earth. Well, that last section is pretty heavy. It's obviously a figure of speech indicating that we should be pretty sharp when it comes to the things of God. You know, there is danger ahead if we're not sailing with the Word of God and with our Heavenly Father. And, you know, he gets them thinking about when they left the land of bondage, that house of bondage, as it says in the scripture here, when they left Egypt, that, boy, how heavy, how bad that was. And, of course, when they did leave and they get out in the wilderness, it wasn't too long like they were upset and they wanted to go back. They would soon forget how bad it was. And that's why God is getting people to think about what has happened in the past. And do you want to go back there again? Well, let's jump all the way in your Bibles forward to Luke chapter 12. Chapter 12 of Luke, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. So here's the beware sign. And what is it? Beware of covetousness, having heavy desires for things. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses. So life isn't all about having everything. Natural man would love to have everything. He wants it all. He wants the best of all. But God's word says beware. Don't be covetous. Don't focus all your energy on trying to get stuff. You know, when we really look at God's word, it's not about what we can get, but it's about what we can give. And God has given us great capacity to give and to help and to serve others. Well, let's take a look at another one, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So here's the beware sign that you don't fall away or be led away with this error of the wicked, where they fall away from your own steadfastness. You know, you stay steadfast on the things of God and not be led away from that. It goes on, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen. So that's what really counts, is to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let's go to Philippians. A couple more here to look at. Some beware signs. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. There's several bewares in here. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. So lots going on that you got to be aware of, huh? For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So yes, we need to be aware of what's going on around us, where people want us to do things off the word, to do evil things. And we don't need to. You know, what we do is we worship God in the Spirit. And really what that is speaking in tongues. When we speak in tongues, we're worshiping God in the Spirit. We're praying in the Spirit. And rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We don't want to have confidence in the flesh. We want to build our confidence on the Lord. It goes on, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, If any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. So, and it goes on. We're not going to read the rest of that, where Paul has his challenges. But the key point here is that we worship God in the Spirit and we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Well, this, the last one I want to share with you is in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians 2, verse 8, it says, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit." So here's a beware sign. It should arrest our attention. We don't want to be spoiled by what? Philosophy, man's wisdom, and empty deceit, vain deceit. We don't want to trick anybody. We don't want to be tricked. Our heart is to help and to serve. So we look out for that. We look out for this man's wisdom and vain deceit after the tradition of men and after the rudiments or the rules of the world and not after who?
Christ.
See, it all gets back to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we want to focus our efforts and our love and everything on Christ. Okay? We don't want to get sucked into all this stuff going on that the world promotes. We want to get into what Jesus Christ promotes. It says in verse 9, "For in him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Now, that's a lot. That's everything. "In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him." That's how great it is. We have Christ in us, and we are complete in Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. So, fellow believers, we want to, as we live our life, we want to beware of these signs, beware signs that come up so that we're not tricked by the adversary. So what have we learned from these beware signs? Well, we don't want to forget who is Lord and what he's done for us. We don't want to covet after stuff. We don't want to get led away by the error of the wicked. We want to stay steadfast in God's grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. We do not want to get influenced by those unbelievers, but we want to worship God in the Spirit. We want to speak in tongues much and rejoice in the Lord and not have confidence in the flesh. And we also don't want to be influenced by the wisdom of man, the traditions of men, and the rules of this world that are not after Christ. So I trust that you see these beware signs and can act accordingly. And let's be grateful for what we have in Christ and stay away from the things that God tells us to and move ahead with the great things of God, whereby we're praising him and speaking in tongues much. Okay? Great.